This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Where does Texas sit when it comes to still being on top of the world?
Easy answer.
And number one.
At college football, NFL, all those things. Number one? All right. Well, let's find that out here real quick. So, if you go back and look at where all the players come from, right, all the players in the NFL come from. Are they still king? NFL draft from this year. Now, this has nothing to do with recruiting anymore, right? We were just talking about NFL draft now. What the last 5 years of the NFL draft tells us. So, first off, when it comes to the star ranking of your first-round picks, 26% of your first-round picks are still five-star. 40% are four-star. 30% are three-star. If you're not one of those, you are not being a first-round draft pick. That is just the way it is. But the state supremacy, Georgia actually has taken over number one over the last 5 years of the state with the most first-round picks.
I was very confused when you started talking about this. When you first said that, because it was college kegger, I was like, oh, this is Longhorns. I was like, since when were the Longhorns the team that got the most players drafted? But this is something that players in NFL locker rooms, whatever, they will get more heated about their high school stuff than anything else you ask them about.
Really? Like their ranking? Their star ranking?
Just in general, their entire high school career. There was a time I remember.
Over Madden rating?
Over Madden rating. Daniel Ross and Mikhail McKay, who were two players with the Cowboys years back, they had both played each other in high school basketball. And I like reminded them of it somehow in a thing. And I got into the locker room the next day and Daniel Ross was like, yeah, me and Mikhail haven't talked since yesterday. I was like, why? He's like, we started fighting about that game. And like, they still will get like super, but this is also another big one, is just which state has the best high school football. People get pissed about this in locker rooms when they start fighting about it.
So Texas still has the most picks total over the last 5 years. They've had 157 players drafted. Florida is second, 139. And that's one that kind of goes back and forth. Like, Florida will overtake, and then Texas will, then yada, yada, yada. 42% of all Texas recruits are blue chip. Then Georgia's third at 120. California dropping a fourth at 96. But from the first-round perspective, Texas with 19, Florida with 16, Georgia with 20, and California with 17.
Rank the sports that Texas is just best at right now. But beneath the pro level, is baseball making a... Baseball's one?
I don't even think it's close. There are five areas that are really, really good in youth baseball.
Or softball.
Yeah, for that matter. But South Florida, Atlanta, DFW Houston, Oklahoma, and then like Phoenix. Those are like your big hot spots. But you hear about this travel ball stuff. Travel ball in Texas doesn't exist unless you're one of these, unless you're like a parent who just needs the ego boost. Like, you don't need to travel. You just go to the next city over and you'll play better talent than you will if you're living in Ohio.
So your kids are not in travel ball?
They don't travel. I mean, they don't need to.
I thought you traveled all the time.
Like, out of state?
Well, all over the state.
Yeah, all over the area.
Like, didn't he go to Bristol or something? What is he in if it's not travel? What are they in?
This is select. I mean, you don't need to travel. Like now.
So what's the difference with the travel of
travel meaning select, like, oh, travel. you're going to Birmingham this weekend. You're going to you know, East Cobb.
Yeah.
So they'll start.
So yours is all within the state.
Yeah. Like he'll start to do like this year. He's starting. Lucas started for the first time. Because it's just, you don't need to. Like, you know, the town here is so good.
Yeah.
You don't need to go anywhere. You're just wasting money. They can't talk to you. They can't recruit you now. They can't, you know, they can't talk to who you are, to any of the players. So he'll start, he's going to Hoover this year, Alabama. I can't wait. Mid-July in Alabama. Nothing quite like it.
I was curious what basketball looked like. I was just trying to look that up because I don't ever know who's, I have no idea about the high school basketball scene in the state of Texas. So I was just trying to look over guys who have come out of here in recent years. De'Aaron Fox, Jarrett Allen, Jared Vanderbilt, Quentin Grimes, Texas. So those are some
of the guys
recently.
I watched Shaq and Iverson's Reebok Netflix, trying to rebuild Reebok. Mm-hmm. And they got some kid, Pate, or I think he went G League. So he was from Dallas, and they signed him to a Reebok deal in trying to get the company back up. So I don't know. That came into my head. Back to you.
College football kegger here on 105.3 The Fan. They have a multi-billion dollar legal settlement that is changing the game. And now we are going to see the revenue sharing take place. But how about this? This is going to maybe help, maybe kill the whole thing. But there is now going to be a salary cap and a contract type thing for these players where teams are going to have $20.5 million per year per team to spend. All right, so $20 million you could spend, which that seems like a lot, but man, like you just see, didn't Carson Beck get like $4 million? Mm-hmm. So he's going to take up 20% of your salary cap on one player.
Sounds like other leagues.
Sounds like, yeah, I know, but like it just seems like it's going to be difficult to be able to manufacture a roster. But also, how about this? Like, how about the fact that what programs can actually afford this? Like, you want to talk about making the haves versus have-nots even greater? I think this is going to do that.
That's interesting. So I don't know. I mean, there's been some weird developments recently. Like, obviously we've seen Belichick going to the college side. Scott Pioli just got hired in Iowa. Like, the Iowa Hawkeyes just hired Pioli to run their basically front office, quote unquote. He's their director of revenue sharing now. And the more that you see how this operates, like, it is the NFL now. That's the entire structure of college football. It has become the NFL with free agency and salary cap and NFL personnel going into that arena now and just saying, yep, we can operate within this. This is what it's been. And so, yeah, in terms of the discrepancy, because I don't know. Like, I feel like most of these college programs that are pretty big could probably come up with the $20 million on that.
Dink Pate is the name of the local Dink high Pate? School. Dink Pate. Back to
Dink Pate. Yep. All right. So $20 million. I know Texas can. A&M can. Tech absolutely can. Ohio State 2 years ago was going door to door asking for money. Like, that's where we are with this, and it's just, I wonder, you know, if we're
just because they
have,
don't want to pay it. They have it. They just don't want to pay it.
They just want to pay it.
They have it.
Because it won't,
greedy bastards.
The problem is, like, these universities, like the athletic department and the academic side, their money doesn't talk to each other. You know, it's like, some of these schools will have the athletic department fund the academic, but the money doesn't always go the other direction.
So the last year, University of Memphis, this is just the top 75. University of Memphis was 75th in athletic department revenue in the country, and they brought in $70 million in revenue.
75th.
They were 75th, and they brought in $70 million.
$70 million, okay.
And so I'm saying the vast majority, the top 30 all have $160 million or more.
Good Lord. Looks like there's a little trouble brewing at North Carolina with Bill Belichick and the fans.
You don't say.
And the fans. College sport fans, these are the fans that write comments into newspapers. Remember the blurbs you would see where it would just be like Jeff in Mineral Wells says this. Yeah. Those blurbs, they go to the local barbecue joints for the coaches' shows. They wear the college polo and the gingham pattern with the school colors. They wear the Columbia fishing shirts with the school colors. That's college sport fan. That's who we're talking about here. And they are writing in and complaining and sending emails to the offices of North Carolina, angry about how foolish this is making North Carolina look One guy, according to emails obtained by The Athletic, I'm a longtime UNC fan. Cannot believe you're stuck with a coach who's clearly being run by a woman who is young enough to be his granddaughter, dominating football practice and interviews. It's ridiculous. It won't end well. Like, the whole thing is falling apart. And it's all because...
Well, we don't know if it's necessarily falling apart. Bill has... First off, it's already must watch.
Nothing. Yeah. Well, you can't say it's falling because nothing's actually happened yet.
Yeah, and Bill is trying to spin it as she doesn't have anything to do with football operations. All right. Now his sell job is she's my publicist. And North Carolina did not have someone to handle all of my requests that a publicist a publicist should undertake, like the autographs or a signing or appearances. She's dealing with the film crews that are out there. Is she power and probably money hungry? 1,000%. Do we think that Bill Belichick would let her interfere with the way he runs his football team?
Not single Bill, but, you know,
he might.
Boot up Bill.
Boot up Bill.
It's undefeated. It's never lost. It's never lost the game, ever. And he has been captivated, mesmerized by, what?
Let's just say, and this is going to be another true test of his greatness. Let's say Bill's at 80%. You know, she's weakened him. She's weakened him down to 80%. Let's see what 80% or 85% of Bill Belichick is at North Carolina. It could still be better than others. So before this person is whining and crying, I would shut your mouth and close your keyboard until we get to the midway point of the season.
Let's find out.
It's so weird, though, too, because of like what we're just referencing.
You want to go back to being irrelevant? North Carolina football basically is irrelevant.
Yeah, they have a... They have a good North Carolina State, oddly enough, have a ton of starting quarterbacks that are quarterbacks of the NFL.
Yeah,
sure.
It's really odd how NC State and UNC have just gotten a ton of quarterbacks in the league.
I think that's because North Carolina high school football, like that area, it's just regional for how that high school football team is. The thing that's interesting is the way that we hear
is interesting a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Man,
it's interesting.
Yeah. All right. It is. So, what's fascinating is that the salary cap structure that we're just referencing in there, and the fact that people like Lombardi and Pioli and other people like that are being hired in the or to the college side, we're going to start looking at it the way we do NFL, where it's like, in the past, it's always been the coach. And what do we think of the coach, and how did the coach build the program? More and more, we're going to start talking about, well, the coach did a good job, but the front office did a really good job building this college program.
Yeah.
So is Lombardi going to be good enough to provide the stuff that Belichick needs?
And Tolo Drew said UNC is primetime only. Monday night game opening weekend.
Yeah, that's right. College football kegger here on 105 Through the Fan. They're calling it the Mike Leach rule. I think this is the participation trophy of sports. So to get into the College Football Hall of Fame as a coach, you have to have coached 10 years and won 60% of your games. Mike Leach hit the 10 years, but he had won 59.6% of his games. So they have now changed the rule to allow coaches in who have won 59.5% of their games. The Mike Leach rule and the Les Miles rule, because he was at 59.7. It's the participation trophy of sports right here.
That's what it should be. It should be the Les Miles rule, not the Mike Leach rule. Mike Leach, the minimums in general for get into the Hall of Fame, are you a Hall of Famer or not? Like, I don't know that there should be a minimum in place. If people voted and said that person should be in, that's fine. Leach was bad luck. Leach had fell just below that threshold. Les Miles was getting screwed. Les Miles having, I understand, but vacating 37 wins that then all of a sudden dropped him to 59.8 or whatever.
You're a sneaky Les Miles fan.
Les Miles won those games. I'm just a fan of...
Did they not turn him into losses?
I don't know if they turned him into losses or they just vacated it.
Okay.
But either way, when it dropped 37 games off his career, Leach's games are all what they are. He finished under 60%. Les Miles won the number of games that he was supposed to. It was just vacated over silly rules that aren't applied the same way.
And look, Leach died. Leach, I think, would have eventually gotten above that. He was doing okay. I think he would have gotten above the 60%. I don't like that there's a number on it anyway. If you want to put him in, put him in. But this looks like you're just manufacturing the number, the minimum, just to get the two guys in. I don't know. That seems a little bit off to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's that same factor of just probably the Pete Rose thing where they're willing to do it. It's The line from Ghost Town years ago, romanticizing the dead. That's probably what it is.
RJ Choppy with a college football kegger here on your home of the 9 a.m. Tolo giveaway.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call on number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan on Friday, June 20th at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas. That's call on number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Micah and Diggs are at the facility in Frisco. That's good. Who else is causing problems at their team's practices around the NFL? It's your football fix with the Red Zone on the home of the Cowboys next.
How many people want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah, people!
Every day at this time, it's the Red Zone for your football fix on your home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, who will be living at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco this week for Cowboys mandatory minicamp. And Shereen Williams saying that Trayvon Diggs and Micah Parsons reported yesterday for the physicals, but we are keeping an eye out on the rest of the league for potential holdout problems.
Yep, and we got a few updates already this morning. James Cook is at minicamp for the Buffalo Bills. Ooh, wow. He is not expected to participate, though. This is like a hold-in, just trying not to get fined here. The Jets got both of their guys seeking new...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteeclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Contracts to show up. Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson. Both of them are in attendance. The people missing so far. TJ Watt is not at Pittsburgh Steelers minicamp.
All right. I haven't seen it on the, what is that, First Take?
No, I mean, they're busy covering the Cowboys.
I would like to have this with the same intensity that they go after Micah. That'd be nice if they did it with the same intensity.
Trey Hendrickson is not in camp with the Cincinnati Bengals. That one has gotten worse and worse as the offseason's rolled on. The more he and Zach Taylor talk about it, the more it sounds like Pete DeBoer and Jake Ottinger. Shamar Stewart will not practice for the Bengals. He's been holding out of all the offseason stuff. He's their first round pick. It sounds like he will be there, but he's going to be watching. And then Jalen Ramsey not in attendance for the Dolphins. That's excused. And then the big one right now that we were talking about the other day that could have turned into a toxic situation for the Washington Commanders, Terry McLaurin is not showing up to minicamp. That was a question of whether or not he was actually going to say, all right, I'll show up, get paid. But as Mike Garofalo puts it on Twitter, he says that McLaurin is looking to send a message and is willing to incur over $100,000 worth of fines to have this happen. So a lot of those guys are missing, and then we're still waiting today on a few others. DK Metcalf had not shown up to any of the offseason stuff to this point for Pittsburgh. They assumed he was going to show up for minicamp, but he had not been there yet.
Didn't he get a new deal?
He did.
What the hell is his problem?
He's a little mixed up upstairs.
He's busy.
He's got a lot of things going on. Aaron Rodgers did show up to minicamp, so he could be bothered. He showed up for Pittsburgh. The one that's interesting to me that still cracks me up, Tampa Bay. Yeah, it is. It's fascinating. The one that's interesting to me, Hassan Reddick might not show up to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers minicamp. This dude is,
Did he get paid again?
He got paid. So last year, Hassan Reddick would not show up for the Eagles. The Jets made a trade for him with the understanding, hey, we're going to get you a deal. But after all the offseason stuff, he's like, good for me. I'll show up to everything. And he showed up and he didn't go to OTAs. He didn't go to minicamp last year. He held out for an extended period where they're like, I guess we have to trade Hassan Reddick. Finally figured it out, whatever. But they're like, thanks, we'll move on. The Buccaneers signed him back this offseason recently. He did not show up to OTAs.
Wow.
He was at the team facility Monday, but there was a question about whether or not he would actually be there for the minicamp portion. It has not been reported yet if he has arrived. And then the other one that we're looking for right now is Marshawn Lattimore. I've not seen an update yet as to whether Lattimore showed up in Washington or not.
Choppy, you got hacked off by the number one pick learning to talk football in Tennessee.
It's the whole process of where I think we are with quarterbacks as a whole. Albert Breer wrote an article, and as Monday Morning Quarterback. Now, Albert's like one of the more plugged-in guys in the league. And, you know, he's talking about how the Titans are having to – they're having Cam lead a lot of the meetings so he can learn how to explain the sport. He knows what he's seeing, okay? So when he's watching tape, when he's in the game, he knows – he knows how to read the defense. He knows what's going on. He just can't explain it and talk football the way they want him to talk football. And this is a complete failure at the lower levels of teaching him how to talk football. And I think what we've seen is over the years, there's two kinds of quarterbacks. Obviously, you have your pocket passers and your mobile guys. And the mobile quarterbacks are super athletic. They can get away with not being able to maybe explain what they're seeing because they're so gifted that they don't have to. And then you've got your more stable or immobile players who they have to be able to explain and see what they're doing because they don't have that gift. And I think it's kind of we're at a crossroads because these players are so good. They're so talented. They're winning so many games that the coaches don't even bother coaching them anymore. It's just like, okay, just go and let's play. And we are going to use your physical ability and your rocket arm and your legs. And we may not need to teach you what you need to learn. I think we're failing. We're failing this kid.
I think for Cam Ward specifically, the context is important of just his background. So he went to Columbia High School. He grew up in West Columbia, Texas. That's a 3,000 person town. At Columbia, mm-hmm. He ran the wing tee. So he wasn't like, you know, running traditional offense that a lot of programs do in Texas. Then he went to Incarnate Word for his first couple years of college, transferred to Washington State, transferred to Miami, probably was going through different language changes. I think it's probably just a function it's a problem for a lot of people. But I think in this particular instance, he's probably just not been in a position to develop a lot of this stuff. So he's understanding it. He's picking it up, but they need him to kind of pick up all the nuances and particulars about the language.
And the other problem is a lot of these college offenses, because you brought up Tennessee with what the problems they have. They're so basic. Like Tennessee is basically it's a one read. This is you're throwing to this spot on this play. That's where you're going.
That's what was a problem for a lot of people. When Mahomes was coming out, a lot of teams were like, everything's there physically that you want to see. We have no idea what he knows. because he's in the Tech offense. Used to be that way with Briles and the Baylor receivers. Mm-hmm. People were like, Baylor receivers are just like one guy's running a route and you don't know what they know. So, I mean, these sort of things I think apply in a lot of ways. It's going to be interesting with college becoming so much more pro-oriented in structure and business side of it. I wonder if it starts melding a little bit more in play style too.
And then rookies getting offered free-nups.
Free-nups, baby.
You're always on the lookout for the divorce.
I'm always on the lookout for something free, too.
Yeah.
So this is James Sexton. He is a divorce lawyer. And he explained to TMZ.
But not Jimmy Sexton, yeah, the agent,
is it?
No, it's just James Sexton.
Okay.
And I doubt it's his brother because I don't think his parents would do that to him. James and Jimmy. Same thing.
A lot of people go with the same letters.
Yep, that's true. But he, you know, he's saying with Travis Hunter. So Travis Hunter got married to Leanna Lene in this lavish wedding without a prenup, without signing a prenuptial agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And as of at the time they got married, I don't believe he signed his rookie contract either. But this guy is saying it was incredibly foolish for him to do this. One of the most foolish things you could possibly see or do. And he said, we are offering any participant in the NFL draft, so over 200 players, a free prenuptial agreement. And this is his way of capitalizing on this thing.
Right.
I said, I'm going to throw a free prenup your way, and then when it comes time to act on it, then you'll pay me. Right. Then I'll make my money on that side of it.
Boy, which sports relationship and couple breaks up first, between Bills, Travis's, or is there someone else I'm forgetting?
Travis and Taylor, probably. I mean, they've been going the longest, and that seems to have gone really quiet.
Oh, wait. Taylor is Travis's girl? Or are you talking about Taylor Swift?
Travis and Taylor Swift, of them breaking up.
Oh, no. I meant Travis Hunter.
Let me throw Kelsey into it.
Kelsey Swift, Travis Hunter, Belichick.
It's Kelsey Swift, Belichick, then Hunter, that order.
Kelsey Swift ends first?
Yeah, and then Belichick, then Hunter, that order. Hunter seems very committed to that girl.
He does. He seems very committed.
And all about it. By the way, this divorce attorney, you know what his first book was called?
He had a book?
Yeah, he's written two books. He's on Steve Harvey's show regularly giving divorce advice.
Family Feud?
His first book was called, If You're In My Office, It's Too Late.
Oh, God.
That's a pretty long book title.
That's a long book title.
So there's free-nups.
I think Kelsey's finishes first, their relationship.
Why aren't you believing? Because it should have been done by now, or that article or rumor that he was living with his best guy friend?
No, I mean, that could just be for training. You know, could just be out there training.
I was asking you what your justification was.
I just think that it's Taylor's got an album to write.
That's what she does. She leverages relationships and people's hearts, and she turns it into content. That's what she does.
I think the other thing is, like, when he does retire, I don't think any of them are going to end particularly quick, but when he does retire, he's going to be home a lot. And that will sometimes, you know, you get annoyed with him more.
All right, let me give you the latest Super Bowl odds from Bet Online. The Super Bowl matchup that Vegas expects to happen is
Buffalo Philly.
Good job. 16-1. Followed by Philly Baltimore, Philly Kansas City, and then Detroit versus Buffalo, Detroit versus Baltimore, Detroit versus Kansas City.
So Philly's like an overwhelming favorite in the NFC right now.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Not according to Bart Scott, who said the Chargers are this year's Eagles, but better in the AFC. There's Bart. If you want to make some money on the Cowboys, tremendous value. Dallas versus Buffalo is 96-1.
Wow.
96-1. You don't even have to pick the winner. Give me another team you like in the AFC. Dallas versus Kansas City is 102-1.
Cincy?
Cincy's 217-1.
Wow. I'm gonna do this right now.
217-1. That is not bad.
I mean, throw $10 on it.
Yeah. $10. Dallas versus Baltimore, 102-1. Throw $10 on each of them.
Yeah.
Throw $40 out total.
Literally throw it out.
You insulted that? You just said you were going to do it.
I am doing it right now.
The other kind of quirky matchups that could take place, Super Bowl rematch in third time in 5 years, Philly KC 17-1, San Fran versus Kansas City for the third time in 7 years, 39-1, Jets Giants, the Subway Super Bowl, is 42-55-1. Rams Chargers all LA 129-1. Pete Carroll's Raiders versus his old team Seattle 11-55-1, and Sean Payton's Broncos against his old team Saints is 12-14-1.
As much as the NFL has wanted their competitive,
by the way, the Cowboys worst odds, Cowboys versus Cam Ward and the Titans, that's 23-22-1. 2,322 wow. to one if they face each other. Sorry, go ahead.
This is it's when you look at the way that the NFL has tried to make everything even across the board, turn it into, all right, everybody's got equal competitive balance. It is, you mentioned it there, that we could get Chiefs Eagles again or Chiefs 49ers. NFL has like dropped into this lull in the last 5 or 6 years of just not a lot of surprise teams jumped. The last one we got was really Cincinnati. But other than that, like, it's been pretty expected before the year. I feel like a lot of people projected exactly what the matchup was going to be.
I mean, the thing was, is that even that, I mean, yeah, they were kind of a surprise, but they still had, everybody knew Joe Burrow. Everybody knew what a great quarterback he was. Like that, you were just kind of waiting for it.
Let's ask Reddit with the KNC masterpiece in a Tolo Tuesday crosstalk. The fellas join us in studio next.
Snap.
Were you supposed to play that tease? Sean looks... Were you mad about that?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for Peyton to take over.
Look, we talked about it in the first hour. All these shows on at this very...
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Station taking shots at us. G-Bag, you know, it's like the Spider-Man meme where everyone's pointing finger guns at each other, pointing, you know. KNC, I thought we were cool, man. I thought we were cool, but...
You thought you were cool with Corey? I thought that was pretty clear you guys weren't.
Really?
No. Oh, he can't hear what Corey says in here before we get on the air. That's why.
That's true.
He doesn't actually hear what Corey says about Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
That's you know what's really unfortunate is usually y'all's tease for the next show.
Kevin!
Show.
What you really think.
For the next show plays kind of before we're probably going to record our tease. And so that's the day when I was like, hey, and we'll name all our actual guests, was just because I had just heard your tease like 5 seconds before that. And this was the same thing.
Are you guys hearing am I going to get in trouble for talking about these sports minutes? I mean, I guess we have. For
I don't
years.
Think so.
Have you heard?
Every time Jim Rome's on, I call him a douchebag. Oh, so whoa, probably my. Not.
Have you heard the one running today? Have you heard what this guy's calling himself?
Oh, I don't think
he's so. Trying to brand the hell out of himself.
Pepe, let me know when you get this. Yeah, at first I was like, all right, now. This is a joke. And then I heard it in the next hour, and I was like, all right, this guy is for real.
And he says it at the beginning and the end.
Ew. Is this the worst? Is this the worst sports minute that we've attacked over the last 5, 7, 10 years? Well, who's been the one seed of bad?
Was it the Queso with yeah, Boomer? He was like, oh, it's a Queso Habanero and Jalapenos.
But is there
he also called him Tom Thibodeau.
Is there someone that was just on that drove you nuts, or is it Jim?
I mean, I just really, really dislike
Boomer drives me nuts when he's like, hey, today is Tiger Woods' birthday. Can you believe it? That's Boomer right there.
No, he used to cover like New York, New Jersey high school sports for the National Minute.
Yeah. So, oh, wow. Because, I mean, obviously, like, somebody there writes it for Boomer's not sitting around writing, oh, I'm going to put my sportsman here. So it's his producer that like, writes it for him.
Yeah.
And he just reads it.
I couldn't. Queso. The one I can't stand. It's just because of the. The way he says his name, and it's D.A. Damon Amendola. Oh,
man, I love D.A. for the simple reason. When we did our first Super Bowl in Houston, we had a segment back in the day called Should I Eat It? And it was any food that we'd randomly find in like a backpack that had been sitting there for 2 weeks or whatever, food? Should I eat it? Very simple. Well, I found a bag of M&Ms sitting on the on a table, and we were the only show, him and us. And he saw us, and he was watching us, and he was listening to the segment. He was like, that's genius. That's absolute. Why didn't I think of that? And I was like, you're my favorite, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And then what's his name? Gottlieb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Gottlieb. Him and Gottlieb were talking, and I was very drunk. And I walked up and tried to say something, and Damon was like, what's up? And Gottlieb was like, we're talking right now.
Whoa,
we're kind of in the middle of something.
No, you left out the best part. They're like, what do you need? And Corey goes, I was just taking in all the knowledge or whatever.
Soaking it up. They're like, soaking it up.
We're in the middle of the night.
That Choppy had talked to Cooper Manning, too. So
you
we were talking
when
all
I
our
set
heroes.
You up for that?
No. Oh, and I remember that. Yeah.
But my favorite part was you just posted up on the pillar as if this was going to be a lengthy conversation, whether Cooper liked it or not.
Yeah.
And it was tremendous.
Was this in the Houston bar?
Yeah, it was Houston bar. Yeah,
the best hotel bar.
It was also the Super Bowl. I was on three stations at the same time.
Well.
I was on DA show, our show, and our Houston affiliate all at the same time.
Look at that.
At the same time?
Yeah. Like, I had multiple headsets on and three different
you guys
microphones.
Are wild. You guys are just wild.
Peyton has pulled today's Sports Minute.
This is the Sports Machine, Sean Levine, with an Odyssey Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles to kickstart your day. Wrangler, for the ride of life. So the Knicks job is open, and you've heard some names floated around. The problem is expectations, especially if you get Giannis. It's championship or bust. I think the Knicks are going to look back at this and go, Tom Thibodeau, you want the job? I'm the Sports Machine, Sean Levine.
I'm the Sports Machine.
He tagged it, too. He ended it with the Sports
Machine. The content
machine.
In that was 13 seconds long.
You got
so
a brand
more than half of it.
Sound like your underdog ass.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's a lot of
The Sports Machine. That's George Michael, who I grew up with.
Yes.
All right, that's George Michael. His family should be suing. Well, not the company. That, never mind. Don't do that.
Wow.
Let me see a picture of this guy.
That's a bold suggestion across.
Yeah. Do you know where he's on air?
He's not BetQL or BetMGM.
610. Okay. In Kansas City?
He's at 610. Oh, this is your boy right here.
So he's destined to be national at some point.
It says Sean Levine right under it.
That's Ryan Hickey.
There's only one host that's never gone national. But he's a super important host in the most important city.
That's
what's
important. That's him.
I read the piece, or maybe I heard you say it one day, and you were like, I always had this dream of this, but then I found Dallas. And I was like, I think that is a thing. I think it means a lot.
Wouldn't you miss us? I know you wouldn't miss Bobby.
So let's do Ask Reddit, Bobby.
Bobby.
To finish up the crosstalk. What are you laughing at?
Hold on, before.
Choppy's the one always worried about kids. I need to just tell me if I could read this story about Sean Levine.
Oh,
You guys keep talking.
No, you need to fill the rest of the time with Ask Reddit.
I got something,
this is
Sean.
Your bit. This is your
Corey's
got something.
We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105.3 The Fan.
No, Corey's got something.
All right, hold on real quick. Let me roll this one out.
Passing your
notes. Hold on. Can
to guess what it is? Hey, I'm an adult and I went to a high school prom.
No, whoa. Sorry.
Do we have to pretend that that didn't happen?
I was listening yesterday, toloing like I usually do, and I heard what I thought was a hilarious story. And that was your story about talking with Shoddy. And I thought that was, I was like, man, what a great way to play along with that story. So when I got home yesterday, I found this limon. And it's a small limon that's just your size, Sean. So I thought, well, go ahead and bring that into Sean to replace the tiny lemon that he gave to Shoddy.
Is this the same size as what I gave Schottenheimer?
It's pretty about close. That. Oh, it's pretty
mark
close.
That.
That's a little bit girthier.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. It was smaller than that?
Well, it was longer, but it was skinny.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, all right. Ask Greta here on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin Hagelin.
Yes.
This seems like something you'd have 80 answers for. What's something people romanticize, but it's actually horrible?
Rose from Titanic and a Christmas Story.
People romanticizes Rose.
Yeah, they used to. Now we've turned the tide, much like we did with Christmas songs of the past. They're going to ask me what I was obsessed with. It's A Christmas Story. That movie is horrible. It's boring. It's racist. And we need to stop watching it.
Man, that's aggressive. Corey, what do you got?
City of New York.
That's a good answer.
Wow.
That is a
don't
good answer.
Don't look at me
answer.
Like that, Choppy.
He doesn't no. love New York.
Okay,
love
all right. Yeah. He looked like him like...
I like visiting.
Okay.
I like visiting.
But it
like,
is a very like...
You've got a... It's a love-hate.
Yeah.
It's a love-hate. To me, it's the good old days. My grandfather said the only thing good about the good old days is that they're gone.
You got a really good
explain.
Point.
Explain. Elaborate. What isn't great about the good old days?
They didn't have
everything. Nothing was great about it. You had to
and poop. What are you defining as the good old days? Your childhood?
Everybody has
yeah, everybody's good old days
one.
Are different. Yeah. Now, like, the 90s were great.
Because I'll take the good old days over this.
Well.
Choppy's grandfather's
good yeah, old my days. Grandfather's good old days. See, he that's different. Like, okay. 1930s,
but take
1940s.
It, take it to you growing up.
To me
you
growing up?
You qualify that as good old days?
No, I don't think. I think the good old days. I think you got to go pre-war.
Okay.
Those are the good. That's what people, which, when people say the good old
war?
Days. The good war. The big war.
The good war.
Big war.
The one that we won that really established everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say we're. All the good old days.
Either one of them.
Guys, it was crap. It was garbage.
There was a good answer I saw on Reddit that probably actually applies to me, though, but definitely applies to Brian Broaddus, which is the overworking, like the, I'm there 12 hours a day, putting in 12. Like, it's just, it's so held up as the standard. Like, look how great you're going to work the holidays and everything else. And it's like... That's not necessarily a good thing that you're just draining yourself like that. All right.
Who romanticizes that? Who hypes
Brian
that
does. Broaddus definitely romanticizes that. You don't think so?
I think he uses it as like peer pressure towards everyone else if they want to have a vacation day or personal day.
Because he likes boats. I got you.
Corey Majors, what's the best car you've owned?
Oh, this is good. I had a 1991 LeBaron. When I started driving.
John Voight's car.
My truck was awesome, too, but the LeBaron was great because Brass Monkey's bass played very loud, and it was so good. And
he hates
you know what's even better boy. Is driving on Galloway and racing the strip back in the day.
Yo, and
anybody
hello.
Out there that knows, all right? Go to Galloway. They have no U-turn signs now because we used to just drive the strip all the time. And that was the one, like, I could beat people in races in that car.
Ooh.
And then I wrecked it.
Mm. Oh, damn.
I got hit. Actually, they said if it would have been half a foot further back, I would have been dead.
We're going to do this on Thursday. There was a Reddit question the other day about, you're not from Dallas, or you're not actually from Dallas unless you blank or whatever, and... One of the answers on there was, you've been rear-ended by an Altima in paper plates. Which feels pretty accurate. Hagee, what's your answer to this? Best car you've ever owned?
I had a Dodge Charger that I thought was great at a time when gas was super cheap, and so you didn't have to worry about fuel efficiency. But if anyone ever tried to step to you, you could usually take them down.
Sean?
I didn't own it.
You've had two cars, have you not? In your
two
whole
cars.
Life?
No.
I think you've had like two.
The Jeep you've had since I've known
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I've had the Jeep since coming here. Suburban. A Suburban.
The old one? Like an 889?
Old one.
Yeah.
Old one. It was a tank. I hit a Geo Metro, I think they're called.
Oh, no.
This thing it exploded. Spun like a damn coil. And I was like, oh, I can like go wherever I want. I can do whatever I want out here. I can bully people out
that
here.
That was your takeaway from the thing. Yeah.
Like my license plate fell off, and this thing was like a dreidel spinning.
You knocked the Geos right out of production.
And then country rides, you all pile up in that.
Look, my truck is, I love it. I can't believe I went this long without one, just from the amount of room I have. But my 1990 Oldsmobile Cutlass
Where'd
Sierra.
Where'd you get it from?
Platinum Chrysler Dodge Ram Jeep.
There you go.
My 1990 Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra was so sneaky good. It had an Elks sticker on the back and a BPOE sticker on the back because of my grandfather's car. I mean, it had the bench seats. You know, there was nothing in the way in the middle, if you know what I'm talking about. Fantastic. The felt, the leather, and these speakers boomed like crazy. Even though they were made of cardboard, I threw the Pioneer radio thing in there. It had the wheel shifter on the side.
Yes.
God, that was great. I love that thing. I drove that into the ground.
The best car to drive that I've owned is the Explorer we own now. The best car, period, where it's like, I know that thing's going to get me where I need to go, is a 95 Honda Accord that I got up to 330,000 miles.
There you go.
Holy that thing, would it could be driven to the moon and back. Yeah. That thing was the definition of reliable.
Pepe, has it just been the Mustang?
Camaro. Sean.
Oh, sorry.
He's always so quick to correct that. He gets so offended.
No, my first car was a 2008 Chevy Silverado extended cab. I drove that from when I was 16 until I was 23 or so. And I've had the Camaro ever since. So I've only had two cars, but I miss hauling stuff, man. Having that truck, I was able to just haul anything, throw anything in the bed of the truck. But now stuff. I can't.
What, to your parents? I mean, you're at your parents' house until 2 years ago. What are you? Were you hauling back and forth in Rockwall? We needed lumber. We're back tomorrow morning. The KNC Masterpiece next on 105.3 The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.